वही हम सर 10th 11th वी जस्ट रिकलेक्ट लोग का वेद है तो दोनों बोल अच्छा है ना पर देखो जिस उदासीन था नारदा इज गिविंग ब्यूटीफुल प्रैक्टिकल इंस्ट्रक्शंस
जस्ट बिकॉज वी आर स्पिरिचुअल एस्पिरेंट्स वी शुड नॉट नेग्लेक्ट अवर नॉर्मल ड्यूटी बिकॉज नॉर्मल ड्यूटीज आर मेंट फॉर अस टू ग्रो सो वन ऑफ द क्वेश्चंस अवर स्क्रिप्चर रेजेस इज बट वाई डिड गॉड क्रिएट दिस वर्ल्ड ओके इफ यू हैव क्रिएटेड वाई डिड यू नॉट क्रिएट हेवन इज अ मिक्सचर ऑफ वॉट टू सुख एंड दुख And many times it looks as though the misery, the suffering is more than even the happiness. And it is true. Amount of misery a person really goes through for the sake of enjoying a little bit. So one example is, here is a man and he gets a job. Early morning he has to go at 6 o'clock. Reaches and whole day has to work like a donkey, comes back, and then he, depending upon his condition, he might get very tasty food and beautiful wife and beautiful television, beautiful car, etc. How much happiness and how much he is paying through his nose from morning till evening like a donkey. That is why every day, Monday to Friday, is called a weak day. When he comes back, he becomes very weak. And then by Saturday, he becomes very weakened. That is why it is called weakened. So he has to take 2 days to recover. And again, this rigmarole is going. Now you understand what is weak day and what is so. Narada is telling, all our activities can be divided only into two. Specific spiritual activities directed by the scriptures and our normal duties according to our station in life. A student has his own duties, husband has his own duties, housewife has her own duties, a servant has his own duties. So anybody can be a devotee. There is no such distinction. Servant cannot be a devotee. Busy husband could not be a devotee. Many people have this doubt. So how can I increase my spirituality? Because I have to work. It has nothing to do with work. Spirituality is an attitude, how we work, not what we work. So this beautiful illustration of Sri Ramakrishna's life, there was one Brahmo lady. She was great devotee of Krishna. Balakrishna. And unfortunately, she had to bring up her niece and her nephew. Very lovely boy. And then the lady, whole day looking after. So she came to Sri Ramakrishna. My heart longs to meditate on Krishna, Balakrishna. But my nephew's face comes to my mind. Because 24 hours she is on the, and she must be loving out. Sri Ramakrishna gave very simple advice. Whenever you bathe, whenever you feed, whenever you play, whenever you look after your nephew, don't think he is your nephew, but think he is Krishna himself. Within 6 months, she started having visions of Krishna, like Gopal Erma. So what did he do? He did not change any situation. All that he did was change her attitude. So we can do this also all the time. And we must do that. There is another way. You can't go on escaping it. So that is what Loka Vedesh. Two types of activities. Worldly. Worldly means not worldly. Worldly means duties in the world. Otherwise the word worldly means, you know what the worldly means? A person who is interested only in worldly objects is called worldly person. But a person who is interested in God is called a spiritual person. So worldly doesn't mean we are worldly people. We have certain worldly duties. We have also scripture-directed activities like japa, meditation, prostration, and then hymns, parayana, tirtha yatra, study, swadhyaya, scriptures, listening to lectures, etc. So, these two, one should be having discrimination, that one should not neglect either. So, if you have to do cooking, and sometimes, you know, I say, I suppose you are driving me especially. So, don't utter God's name. Pay attention to the driving. Because you go on thinking, Krishna, Krishna, I may become Krishna in the process. We're just making fun. One Swami was driving me in U.S. And his disciples were very eager to hear from me how wonderfully he drove. He said, see, what a wonderful Swami. The moment he started the car, automatically my mind is only repeating God's name. How great spiritual person your Swami is. Anyway, what is the point? That loka vedeshu tad anukula acharana. Anukula means favorable way of doing things. Favorable to what? Either it could be favorable to my worldly profit, or it could be favorable to my spiritual progress. So that is how. So body is there, mind is there, activities are impossible. In fact, every activity is nothing but spiritual activity. When you are thinking, it is a mental activity. But when you are thinking, the thinking is directed towards God. So it becomes what? Spiritual activity. Not always. A person is repeating God's name. Make me win the lottery ticket. Is it spiritual activity or worldly activity? Most people, they go to Tirupati. What for? That please cure me of my disease. Or grant my daughter is not getting married. Find out a wonderful... You know why parents are very eager to marry up their children? If anybody by chance wants to become a monk or a nun, they will raise hell. You know their logic? When we suffered so much in married life, what right have you got to escape? Yeah. So, when we have gone through these rings, three rings, engagement ring, wedding ring, and suffering. Sannyasa means you are free from all three rings. Yeah. So, indifference to obstacles consists in undertaking only such activities, whether of ordinary life or those enjoined in the Veda, as are favorable to it. Favorable to what? To spiritual growth. But the Bhagavan Krishna also gives a beautiful hint. He also gives us three definitions of yoga, which are applicable whatever activities we are doing. First, samatvam yoga vichyate. Whatever you do it with a serene mind. Then, yoga karmasu kaushalam is dexterity. What is dexterity? You must do it with the greatest intelligence. You must do any activity with the greatest concentration. Intelligence and concentration. These are separate issues altogether. And you must also do them in such a spiritual attitude. Oh Lord, I do it. Ishvara Arpana Buddhi. Ishvara Arpana. So if you are doing something for God, you can't give nonsensical things to God. One illustration I might have told you. You know, Latu Maharaj was at Varanasi. And one day a devotee came from Calcutta. And he wanted to offer a sari to Mother Annapurna. And he invited Latu Maharaj. Maharaj, let us go. And he was a great devotee of mother, immediately jumped up, let us go. On the way, Latu Maharaj got a doubt because he knows the devotee very well. He is a kripana, miser. So he said, let me see the sari which you brought to offer to Annapurna. And you know, it was specially made for offering to gods and goddesses. In Bengal, they prepare certain things, manufacture, specially for puja purpose. So if it is a rule that a pujari has to be given a towel. And it will be like a mosquito curtain. Understand? Very light and full of holy, very holy. That is specially manufactured, very cheap to be offered to pujari. And the second is this cloth. So no decent woman will ever put it. Unless the Divine Mother has become fashionable and then starts wearing mini skirts. So the devotee showed and it was coming only. Platumas got very annoyed and said, would you dare to give it to your mother? And say, mother, wear it. Will any son do it? How dare you do it to thee? And then he told something very interesting. He said, even if you are offering this much, if you can't afford, you don't need to purchase a sari. Just to bring one small fruit, which is the best fruit available. So if you are bringing bananas, don't bring half a dozen or one dozen bananas. There is no need, rotten bananas. Just to bring one banana, which is very good. Choose it and the Divine Lord will not be pleased with the quantity. Tram pushpam phalam toyam yo me bhaktiya prayachati. He gives me the devotion. So we must have that discrimination and our attitude should be a spiritual attitude. And other attitude is always it is not a happy thing. So if something happy result comes, oh Lord, it is your grace, not my merit. And if something unhappiness comes, you don't say it is your grace. It is also your grace, but it is my purvajanma karma phala. I must have done something. So please guide me so that I would not do it in future. This is if we can behave like that, then slowly our mind becomes purified and it goes forward. So that was what we discussed. Then the next sutra says, never neglect scriptural injunctions. First of all, what are scriptures? You know, if you ask, what are the scriptures of Hinduism? Upanishads, yes, Bhagavad Gita, Puranas, Itihasas, Maharamayana, Mahabharata, and Bhagavatam, etc. But they are not the only scriptures. What I am talking is a scripture. Because I am not talking anything other than scripture. I am not quoting this thing. I am telling you the essence of what it is. I am telling from the gospel, from the Swamiji's works, etc. So Shastra means even Guru Upadesha is a Shastra. So if the Guru says something, that also should not be taken in an indiscriminate way. Should not be taken. Otherwise, we will become what? Paramanandaya Sishyas. If we don't understand Guru's intention, you know, in Telugu, there is this funny story. Paramanandaya was a Guru. And he had a lot of disciples, all stupid fellows. So what happened? One day, Paramananda Guru called his disciples, look, I am going on a pilgrimage. Nowadays, so much of robberies are going on. So you watch the ashram. They said, yes. He went away. And after 2 days, he came back. The whole ashram was looted. He called them and asked, were you not watching? Yes, sir, we were watching. We were watching the robbers came. We watched them bundle. We watched them depart all. This is what is called Paramananda Sishya. So it should not be like that. So one should bhavatu nischaya dardhyat urdhvam shastra rakshana. Important points I will tell, then we will go to this. So even after a person realizes God, one should follow the teachings of the scriptures. So it goes without saying, before realization, we need definitely the teachings of the scripture. Then we say, okay, after realizing God, where is the need? Yes, there is a need. Need because it may not be needed for you. It is needed for as an example to other people. So Sri Ramakrishna's case, I am telling you. When Swamiji used to meet Sri Ramakrishna in the beginning, you must remember the background. He was coming from the Brahma Samaj. And when a person joins Brahma Samaj, he had to pledge in writing, I will not worship any graven images. So when he came, two things he found out. But most of the Brahma members who were with him, they were all going into the Divine Mother's temple, prostrating and all those things. Sri Ramakrishna himself was going. He saw Raja Maharaj, Pratap Maharaj, severely scolded him. But you are an untruthful fellow and you pledged there. Then Thakur heard it and said, look, you are very foolish boy. Everybody's mentality is not the same. You follow your path. Yes, this is the path for him. With this background, you now take the incident of Vijay Krishna Goswami. Sri Ramakrishna got many of his disciples from Brahma Samaj, because they were all earnest people seeking something, but they went into the wrong path, or I would say elementary school. The moment Sri Ramakrishna saw, one of them was Vijay Krishna Goswami. And immediately he called, Vijay, what are you doing here in this wretched place? This is not the proper path for you. You, in your blood, in your body, is flowing the blood of devotees. Goswami means gurus, those who initiate people, guide them in Krishna Bhakti. They were called Goswamis. Goswami Tulasidas, etc. So you, the path suitable for you is Bhakti. Worship of images, etc. Immediately, Vijay Krishna Goswami understood. He came up. That created a little bit of animosity towards Sri Ramakrishna. But they knew that he only did right things. Some people never in their right light. Vijay Krishna Goswami took. Keshav Chandra Sen also, it took some time, but he understood. Sri Ramakrishna's only motive is to advance every single person towards God, but in his own particular path. So, all these Rathal Maharaj, etc. So, Narendranath remarked about Sri Ramakrishna, oh, he's still going to the temple. Criticized whom? For that papa, and he had to do Sashtanga Namaskarams every day 108 times later on. Guru Paminamal Pirite, allowed to be. So, what is our point? Why was Sri Ramakrishna going? And he will keep his chapel there. He will go there. He will do pradakshina. And he will do all the... Was it necessary? Then why was he doing it? Because he had to be an example. For those who have not attained to that state, this is the only way forward. So if he doesn't do it, we are all, you know, we only see what is convenient for us. Yeah. One man wandered into an ashrama. He saw guru sitting and having first-class breakfast. And he saw the disciples also having first-class breakfast. So the man said, can I also join the ashrama? And guru was very interested. He said, yes, there are two categories. Whom do you want to join? He said, oh, I don't know. What are the two categories? One is guru, another is the sishya. No, what, you know, the guru, the sishya, he has to get up at 3 o'clock, go to the forest, collect firewood, heat the water, and the guru gets up at about 5:30, he takes bath, and by that time, disciples have to prepare breakfast, and then he will sit. For about half an hour, 45 minutes, he gives some upadesha, goes to sleep, somebody has to massage his feet. Gets up at 4 o'clock, has a cup of tea, another class he takes, and that is each job. The sishya, whole day from 3 o'clock until 11 o'clock, he has to work very hard. Now, which one, if you don't mind, I want to become a guru. This is our attitude. Nobody has become a guru without going through all those difficulties. So, even if a person has reached God realization, He practices Shastra Rakshan. He has to. Where? If he is in society. But if he is alone in a cave, no chance of anybody coming there, he can do what he likes. Because if you come to the temple early in the morning, attend Mangalarati, what for? It is to wake you from sleep in the name of Mangalarati, and you have to walk in the cold. By that time, your sleepiness also will go down. And a few mosquitoes also will help you to wake up properly. All those things. How long? what is the purpose? To think about God. Uninterrupted thought of God. If a person, very realized soul, is only thinking of what? Only God. So with this background, before God realization, we need to follow scriptural teachings strictly. Scripture means, what did I say? Not only books. More importantly, what the guru, how the guru interprets. But after realization also, you have a choice to give them. If you are alone, do what you like. These are called avadhutas. But if you are in society, to set an example for them, you will have to behave them. Sri Ramakrishna's life is a perfect example. Most of the time, when nobody is there, he would be in samadhi. When he was in samadhi, who goes to the temple, bows down to mother, who eats prasada, etc.? No. But as soon as people start coming, he will take them, he will make them do everything that he did beforehand. So now we bhavatu, let it be. What? Nishchaya dardhya urdhvam. Urdhvam means afterwards. Nishchaya dardhya means once a person has obtained paravakti, then shastra rakshanam bhavatu, protecting or following the teachings of the scriptures, let it continue. As just now we discussed, he reached the goal. There is no need. It is like GPS. How long do you need GPS? Till you reach the destination. Once you reach the destination, you don't need, but keep it for the sake of somebody, and then tell that this will take you. By the way, GPS, the best gadget that science had created. What is GPS?
Global positioning system.
Guru Parampara system. Guru Parampara system. But even better one, somebody told. Guru Padapadme Sharanam. Guru Padapadme Sharanam. So what is a guru? Guidance. Otherwise we prostrate before him and frustrate him. That is not going to work. Frustrate means you don't follow what he says. He gets frustrated. Devotee is frustrated. So even after the firm establishment in devotion, one should continue following the scripture for the sake of, as an example for other people. So, suppose somebody says that I don't want to follow. When? Anyatha patitya shankaya. Anyatha means if you do not follow the scriptures. Otherwise. Anyatha means otherwise. Otherwise means what? There are only two types of people in this world. Wise and otherwise. So, otherwise... If you are not a Siddha Purusha, you are not progressed in spiritual life, Patitya Shankaya, you might have to fall down. I will just illustrate it with a popular story, very interesting story. You need to go? Okay. Take.
Please.
To illustrate it, Vedavyasa is very old. And he was living in a forest. He had a disciple more than 80 years old. But in those days, people were very strong. Both of them living side by side in a kutiya. And it is the habit of Vedavyasa to write something every day. Scriptures. You know how much he has written. He compiled Vedas and he wrote Brahma Sutras. He wrote Mahabharata. He wrote Bhagavatam. And if we have to believe, he wrote all the Puranas. It's always he will write. So one day he wrote something, went to take bath. The disciple was very curious, what did my guru write today? So he went and peeked. It was not his business, peeked. What was written? Even if a devotee is 80 years old, he should be very careful about women. This man is thinking, what is this? Our guru is slowly, deterioration is coming. 80 years old, who will be interested in women? Not thought about it. He corrected it. When a person is young, he should be very careful about women. And when he becomes old, he is free. And he went smiling to himself. I'm adding a bit of muscle, I'm highly satisfied. I could also contribute something to my guru's wisdom. Vedavyasa came instantaneously. This is because every Radha is acutely aware whether anybody is criticizing my work. And then he smiled, waited 2-3 days. And he called his disciple and said, I'm going on a pilgrimage. For a few days I'll be out. Look after this ashram. And he said, yes, he went away. After 3-4 days, it was a stormy night and heavily raining, cold. Suddenly at about before midnight, there was a knock. An old woman, 70 years old, she said, he opened the door, he found her shivering. He said, Baba, I was trying to go from my village to another village. And when I came into this forest, this rain and storm started. I lost my way and I thought I will not survive. Suddenly I saw a small light burning in your hut and I said, please give me shelter today night. I will go. So he said, his guru's kutiya, only his kutiya and guru's kutiya, opened it and said, yes, please. After a few minutes, he starts thinking, maybe this lady is old and hungry. So he knocked. She opened. What do you want? Are you hungry? She said, no, no, no. I brought some food. So you must be tired. Yes, yes, I want to go to sleep. So he came out after 5 minutes. Maybe it is so cold and it is not comfortable for her. I have got an extra blanket. So he knocked again after a few minutes. Again, this time she was annoyed because I want to go to sleep. I'm so tired and you are disturbing. No, 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 I don't want to disturb. You please take this blanket. Okay. He banged the door and he came. After a few minutes, he said, maybe she is alone. She may be frightened. Needs my company. Again, he knocked. And again, she, with great difficulty, she opened. And he rushed in and embraced. But the overwhelming suppressed desire was there. And he was Brahmananda for a few seconds. And then he opened his eyes. He was shocked. So was he embracing? This is the old Vedavyasa. Broadly smiling. So it illustrates a point. What is the point? Old men and women are not free from desire. And only thing is, the body is not cooperative. That doesn't mean that the desire has gone. In fact, it grows. That's why they say, if you are diabetic, your desire for sweets will be tenfold. But anyway, one has to be careful. How long? Until a person realizes God. After that, there is no danger at all. Why? First of all, he knows I am not the body mind. So if I am not the body mind, whatever belongs to the body mind, they won't affect me. Secondly, he is enjoying God's bliss. He becomes God compared to God's bliss. This is what? It cannot even be compared. Until that time, one has to go on doing it. So why did I illustrate this? Anyatha patitya shankaya. Shanka means there is a chance. What? Patitya. The person may stray from the right path. It is not only kama. It could be krodha. It could be lobha, moha, madamaksarya. The best illustration. Again, to illustrate this. Vishwamitra. So, had he a guru at that time? Suppose, you know, he was doing tapasya. Indra sent all, you know the story. So, at that time, suppose he had his guru. Immediately his guru, hey, you fellow, you are not supposed to see all those things. These are dangerous. Because the guru knows not the outside mind, but the inside mind. But he did not know. He felt like a pack of cards. If had he done Shastra Rakshana, what is Shastra? You are not realizing God. So these objects of temptation have come. Nowadays, you know, magazine is there. Objects of desire. In UK, I forget, but there are T3, one magazine is there. It is exclusively devoted. The best gadgets, best dress, best cars, everything. It, their business is to make people read. And it is the most popular. T3. They are called objects of desire. And it is not meant for ordinary person like me and you. Only if you have got to start with £1 million, then you might buy that magazine and think about it. Herods, like Herods, like that, Herods. Herod is a best shop. You will get the best things, but you also pay the best price. Yeah, nothing comes free. So, Shastra Rakshana, had Vishwamitra been in the company of people, Shastra Rakshana could have been done. And I will also give one illustration that had happened in the life of Swami Turiyananda. Swami Turiyananda, before going to America, he was doing tapasya in Uttarakashi. And there was another sadhu who was also with him. Both of them, they were living in separate kutiyas, but used to go for bhiksha every day, about 12 o'clock or something. They had to walk some 2 miles, 3 miles, I don't know, and get the bhiksha, come back, roti, dal, and then there was a small pond. After eating, whatever left, you know, the edges will not be baked properly, will throw in the pond. And then a lot of fish used to come and eat. And once in a month, they used to ask, how are you? How are you? Otherwise, walk together silently, come back silently. Only once in a month? Only just, how are you? How are you? It reminds me of a funny story. There was a Christian monastery. They are very strict. People can't talk. Yearly only, they could talk 2 words. How many words? 2 words. Everybody, including the superior, only 2 words are allowed. So one man came and joined. 1 year was over. On a particular day, they are allowed to talk. So that fellow was allowed to talk. He said, lousy bed. Hard bed. Bed is very hard. That's all. He lost his opportunity. Next year, again, he was allowed only 2 words. Lousy food. Third year, he was allowed only to, I quit. The father superior also was allowed 2 words. So third year, as soon as the man said, I quit, father superior said, good riddance. So once in a month, they would say, how are you, how are you? And then Swami Vivekananda called up Swami Turiyananda to send to USA. Then that sadhu was left alone. And then after 2 years or so, 3 years or so, Swami Turiyananda came back. It was a shock because he wanted to have darshan of Swamiji. When he reached Burma, he got the news that Swamiji had given up his body. It was a shock. And he straight went to his old place and found the other hut empty. He was thinking maybe he moved off to some other place. So after a few days, one noon morning, one householder, the householder dresser came and tears were flowing. So Turiyananda, of course, could not recognize him at first. Then he said, are you not the sadhu who used to stay? We used to stay together. He said, yes. What is this? After, you know, in Hinduism, it is a one-way traffic. You can be householder, you can be a brahmachari, and then you can become grihastha. You can't again come back to brahmachari. It's finished. And if you are a householder, you can become a monk. But after that, you can't go back. The punishment is slow suicide, like Kumar. So, this person was, yes, it happened. Had you been there, this fate would not have come to me. Then Duryan asked, what happened? After food, a little bit of rooting, he will go food. And he used to observe that fish, you know, father fish, mother fish, children fish, joyfully swimming. Slowly, Mahamaya entered. If fish can marry, get married and be happy, why not human beings? He went and got married. You know that solitude, an idea possesses a person. There is a madness comes. Solitude is dangerous. So company is better. So after a few days, it started as a seed. It grew and it possessed him. Why not? If fish, dumb fish can be so happy. Later on only he came. Only dumb people, only dumb people. Not smart. I'm joking, but I'm not also joking. I'll come to that. So he got married. Then he understood the difference between fish marrying and then human being married. See, once a person enjoys that supreme freedom, it's a misery to go back. So then he said, what can Duryodhana do? He said, okay, anyway, you discharge your duties, slowly live a good life. He gave him some nice instructions and went. But that person, what he told was very important. Had you been there, then immediately you would have perceived my condition, and you would have pulled me out. Had there been a guru of Vishwamitra, because that is the greatest mistake he committed, he had no guru. Vasishtha had taken training from so many gurus, and in the end he became a Brahmarshi. And this man, just out of competition, he wanted to become a Brahmarshi. So he had fallen, first for Kama, then for Krodha. Then he understood that had somebody been there, they would have pointed out, if a person is watching this thing, that the way they watch, the guru would have found out. Because there are two ways of watching. One is a temptation, and another is entertainment. When Swami Vivekananda was watching the Notch girls dance, how was he watching? As an entertainment. Whereas Vishwamitra was watching, like what? How wonderful if I have this object for enjoyment. So he fell without any second thought. Discrimination had deserted him. But he was a great soul. He did tapasya for so long. And that discrimination came back. And he said, I will not never again fall for this. Compare Totapuri Maharaj. He was talking about Brahman. Everything is Brahman. And a servant came to pick up the fire. And then he was about to beat. And then he realized. Sri Ramakrishna started rolling on the ground and laughing, laughing, laughing. And said, in Bengali, beautiful way, Tor Brahmagyana daud kototuku ami dekchi. I'm seeing the extent of your Brahmagyana. Just now you are talking everything is Brahman. Just now one Brahman is about to beat the other Brahman. Is it Brahma, Brahman or Brahman? One Brahman only can beat the other Brahman. Then Totapuri, he understood. What was the mistake? Not beating, not about to beat. He did not know that he was possessing it. So even if you are angry, if you are aware that I am very angry, then you can control. But if you sometimes it is necessary to be angry also. So, but then he understood. Then he said, I will never again become angry in my whole life. He took a vow. And thereafter, for nearly 10 months, nobody had ever seen him getting angry. But that means what? Anyatha Paditya Shankaya. But Sri Ramakrishna, see, I'm illustrating this sutra. Totapuri was there, Dhunipai was there, servant comes. He wants to say, and he became aware, he was about to beat him. Suppose Sri Ramakrishna was not there, he would never have realized, I have done something wrong. The moment Sri Ramakrishna observed it, he started rolling with laughter and said, what were you talking and what were you doing? How were you behaving? This is called Shastra Rakshan. Shastra
it protects dharma rakshati rakshitaha. Dharma saves us only when we follow dharma, not otherwise. So Shastra will save us when we really follow. Oh Mother, Diyo Yonaha, Chodaya. That divine, this will come. So Sri Ramakrishna became now the Shastra, protecting him. And still he needed lessons. So it went back. After that, he could not meditate. Why could not he ask Ramakrishna? Why he was unable to meditate? Did he consult Sri Ramakrishna and thinking of committing suicide? What is your opinion? He would have, Sri Ramakrishna would have asked, why? What do you want to achieve by committing suicide? If your mind is not under control, what is the problem of the body? The problem is mental, not physical. By getting rid of the body, it is not going to control your mind. Is it the greatest mistake people commit by committing suicide? They think that by getting rid of the body, their suffering will come to an end. No, they will be given another body.
See, you said Brahmagyan. Do you have actually had to go to rebirth and all?
No, there is. We discuss it some other time. His Brahmagnana was not complete. What is it? Inside, he sees God. Like our meditation. We are all saints when we are. The moment we come out, forget everything. This is our condition. The moment we see something, some annoying things, or this thing, good thing, bad thing, we forget the whole lot. So, Shastra Rakshanam is necessary for two reasons. Because that will protect us. Invariably lead us to the feet of God. So, we have to follow Shastra. What is Shastra? The experiences of other people. You know, your GPS. What is your GPS? Shastra Rakshana. Even if you can't see also, just follow the directions. So who put the GPS? Somebody has to put, the guru has to put, somebody has to put. After this street, that street will come. There is a traffic light. There are three roads. Then you take the first left or second. Like that. The whole thing was, if somebody had not already put that information there, then how will this GPS will guide you? Cannot guide you. So what is scripture? The experiences. What is experiences? Where are the dangers? Where is the easy path? Which would help a person avoid, I have gone through these problems. I learned my lesson. So I am giving you, when you go to that place, don't go straight. Go this way, and this is the easiest path for you. This is called Shastra. Shastra means Guru. Guru means what? Who gave this knowledge to the Guru? God.
God.
Shastra means God. That is why we worship Shastra. We worship Bhagavad Gita and Gita Jayanti. What are we doing? Worshipping Gita. And Sikhs, what do they do? They worship Guru Granth Sahib. Because what is Shastra here? Not a book. It is God in the form of worthy guiding teacher. That's all. God is coming in that form to help us. So, the sutra is telling that anyatha patitya shankaya. If we do not follow the scripture, that means what? We have to follow the scripture until we reach the goal. How long will you follow the GPS until you reach your destination. Afterwards, you should not destroy them because it will be useful for other people. Not only that, suppose you want to come back from that place, even more, you know, especially at night. So GPS should be there until the last breath. That is one reason. What is the second reason? We have to be exemplaries for other people, so long as we are in society. If nobody is there, you are living in a cave, that's it. You can completely ignore those things. So this is what Narada is telling. Always follow the scripture. For bhaktas, what is the scripture now? Last question. This is the scripture. So follow Narada's teachings. For bhaktas of Sri Ramakrishna, what is the scripture?
Gospel. Not only gospel. It's very important, great most. So what is the necessity for both? The life of Sri Ramakrishna is for inspiration. Because when we read, inspiration doesn't come from the teachings. Inspiration comes from reading the biographies of great souls. But the guidance will come from the teachings. So we need both. Merely teachings, guidance will not do. Because too many times our mind, you know, becomes discouraged, disconsolate, and then sometimes wants to give up. I'll give an instance. Girish Chandra Ghosh had offered his power of attorney to Thakur. Thakur accepted. Girish knew he was going to be getting mukta. And Sri Ramakrishna had taken complete responsibility for him. Now, so long as Girish Chandra Ghosh had lived, but the mind will go sometimes ups and down. At one point of time, it just went down. He understood. He was trying. And he was asking so many people, I am, you know, very discouraged, very at the very bottom. And then one day, Brahmananji came, the Rakhal Maharaj. So Girish Chandra Ghosh told him, this is my condition. And Raja Maharaj laughed. He said, do you know, GC, they used to call him GC, that your mind has gone down. When a wave goes down, it only comes with reinforced power. Your mind has gone down to gather tremendous strength. But when this wave rises, it will surpass all the experiences you had until now. The moment he heard it, his mind, like that it went. This is how holy company not only protects us, it also guides us. Then, at another point of time, he was in depression again. This time, Niranjananandji Maharaj came. He said, hey, J.C., what is called best remedy is let us go to Jairambati, and all that we need to do is to go there. Mother will look after everything. Mother's grace will save you. And both of them went. And then Girish Ghosh went to bow down to mother. In Calcutta, nobody see mother's face. Completely covered. She was a Muslim. In Calcutta, she was a Muslim. Then in Jairambati, she was a Hindu. Sarva Dharma. Then Girish Chandra Ghosh went, bowed down at her feet and looked. First time he was looking at the face of the Holy Mother. He was shocked. Mother, you are here. You know that incident?
Yes.
When he was young,
yeah.
He was very sick. And one night, he was suffering so much. And one very Saumya Murti, difficult to describe in English language, means very pleasing type of woman, motherly-like person. She came, sat down, passed her hands over him, and slowly the fever, the heat was coming down. He was feeling like he was, you know, like a feverish person. You put ice like that cooling down. And then by the time she left him, he was completely free from all this. Then she also left one flower there. And he was thinking I was in a delirious state, delirium. And it is an imagination. But he saw the flower. That face was impressed in his mind. But he did not know it was because he was visiting Sri Ramakrishna, but nobody could see. When he went to Jairambati, Mother, you are here. He immediately knew this is that mother. Ha Baba, and that mother. And then immediately, you know, his mind, depression, everything gone. And then he was roaming happily. And when people came, this is that famous Girish Chandra Ghosh. And then one day he heard a beggar, oh Uma, and how fortunate you are. Her mother was singing. That first we were all depressed. You were married to a beggar. And my daughter, king's daughter, to be married to a beggar. Oh, what good news we are hearing. That even Indra, Brahma, Vishnu, Indra, Chandra,
they have to wait with the slips. Your number is one, your number is two, for having even the darshan of your feet. And it's all because of you. A beggar has become a chakravarti because of you, not because of him. So like that, there is one song. Another song, oh Uma, after how many days you are coming, and I cannot bear to part you after few days. This time when my son-in-law comes and asks for you, then I will tell you that you are not at home. Yeah.
Mohan.
Yes. What a surprise. So happy to see Mohan. Will you be here?
Here means I came for a consultation with the doctor, eye doctor. I underwent a small surgery.
You will talk about it. Are you tonight here?
No, Maharaj.
How long will you be here?
I am leaving after some time, Maharaj.
After Arati?
Arati, I may be there.
Then few minutes I will spend. I'll close the class.
Yes,
then I will.
This is a class. So yes, nice.
You can sit. You can also hear. Few minutes. I'm going to close it.
I'll also So, when Maharaj, I was a brahmachari when Maharaj was here. Now I'm a brahmachari only in front of me.
So, he has given up brahmachari.
No, Maharaj. That's correct. From there to that was
protest. Change the colors. It's trying to justify it. So I talked to you. What was I telling about? This time when my son-in-law comes, I am not going. I am going to tell him you are not at home. So these are the type of songs that he heard from Girish Chandra heard from a beggar singing so beautifully. Immediately he called him, noted down, because these were prevalent in the local folk songs, and then he rewarded that person. So what is the point? Why was I telling this story? That by the very presence of Holy Mother, depression has left. Why? She was an embodiment of what?
Yes.
Anandamai. Who said? Who said?
Yes.
Ramakrishna said. Holy Mother asked him, how do you look upon me? That Anandamayi who is in the temple and that mother who has given birth to me, I look upon you as the same Anandamayi mom. That is why people get so much Ananda in those days. And we also get so much Ananda now. Sri Ramakrishna, if you go, you may not get so much Ananda. Why? You'll be in a samadhi state. He has no ears. Yeah, I'm in distress. And this fellow is about to discharge the bullet. What is even to help you? Holy Mother, she is called Meenakshi. You know what is Meenakshi? Fish eye. What is fish eye? Unblinking eye. She is looking. Where are my children? And what do they need? If she closes her eyes for a second, the whole world will be destroyed. Without understanding that, we have reverence. But it is nice to know what is the meaning of that name. Similarly, Kamakshi. What is Kamakshi? We are also only Kamakshi. Full of desires. Our eyes is full of desires. And mother's eyes are full of fulfillment of the desires. Whatever desire our children want, just by looking, she will fulfill the desire if somebody has got it. That is why her name is Kama. She can grant anybody's Kama means desire just by looking at that person. She doesn't need to do anything, simply. Because through her desire, Srishti, Sthiti, Laya, everything happens by only her wish. She doesn't need to do anything. We are also Kama, she said. You know when? When we are in dream, whatever you want, immediately present there. Yeah, that's why it is called Kalpataru. Another day we can talk about. Om Jananim Sharadam Devim Ramakrishnam Jagadgurum Padabhatme Tayo Shritva Pranamami Mohanatotu.
We've got one class at 4:30. Tomorrow, the second class.
Tomorrow, I go.